Sacred Sites was presented by Lopokatari. The producer was Chris Wines. This is BBC Radio 3. It's a quarter to midnight, and now Verity Sharp with tonight's Late Junction.
Where have you been, my long, long love? These 7 long years or more, I'm seeking for my former vows you gave to me before. Oh, hold your tongue of your former vows, for they will breed sad strife. Hold your tongue of your former vows, for I'm become a wife. He's turned him right and round about, and the saltier blint is he. Well, I never would have trodden on Irish ground but for the love of thee. If I should leave my dear husband and my two babes also, what have you to take me to if I with you should go? I've 7 ships all on the sea, and the 8th brought me to land with 24 mariners bold and music on command. She put her foot on board the ship, no mariner she beheld, but the sails were all the taffeta and the mast of the beaten gold. And we had not sailed a league, a league, a league, but barely 3, till dismal grew his countenance and drawly had not sailed a league, a league, a league, but barely 3, until she saw his cloven foot and she wept most bitterly. Lay off your weeping, then said he, of your weeping let me be, and I'll show you how the lilies grow on the banks of the as white as any snow. Thorn is the hill of heaven, he said, where all good people go. And what hill is Thorn a sea, as black as any coal. Thorn is the hill of hell, he said, where you and I must go. And he struck the topmast with his hand, and the mainmast with his knee, and he struck that gallant ship in two, and he sunk her beneath the sea.
The Demon Lover, as sung by Alistair Roberts, and you can catch him on the Late Junction stage at Latitude this weekend if you're going. But then, of course, if you're not, Max Reinhardt will play you the highlights on next week's programmes. Meanwhile, we've plenty in store for you on Late Junction tonight. Here's a set of reels from Jamie Smith's Mabon.
Thank you.
It's a track called Easy on the Reels from the album Ridiculous Thinkers by Jamie Smith's Mabon. And with the festival season in full swing, they're going to be at WOMADS in a couple of weekends' time, where, of course, Radio 3 also has a stage. So do go and search them out there. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And these are the tabola drums of Morocco, three of them, in fact, creating the kind of trance rhythms that I imagine could go on all night. But this is just a taster. It's a piece called Tramin, as played by Brahim El Bekani, Abbas Lafawi, and Majoub Jaffa. Enza Pagliara from the Salento region of southern Italy, and that's the title track to her glorious album Fronte de Luna. This is Lake Junction, and this is the harmonium playing of Norway's Sigbjørn Apland. Словно поле безбрежное. Well, if ever there was music written for the darkness, that surely is it. It's one of Valentin Silvestrov's Silent Songs, which he wrote in the 1970s when most of Soviet music was noisily flexing its creative muscles. So quite a brave step for Silvestrov to write this whole collection of songs, none of which ever rise above pianissimo. The baritone there, Sergei Yakovenko. Talking of songs that draw you in, here's another that had me rooted to the spot when I first heard it.
My body will fail soon, I know that is my fate. It seems to be inevitable, yet unwise to contemplate. I should document my wishes with legal dots and commas, some guidelines to be followed when the hour is upon us. But who will get my instruments? And who will get my tools? In case of unforeseen events, I should check out the rules. I could leave them to my loved ones, love twos, love threes, love fours. Five is where I draw the line. I should have loved much more. And what will people say of me when I am not around? I try to feign indifference, my coolness his renown. When I get that final rap across my existential knuckles, I hope they will remember once or twice I made them chuckle. My body will fail soon. No flowers, please, no mourners. Just hang the briefest tribute on a nail in some unobtrusive corner. My body will fail soon. I will leave the bits to science. You can send the final reckoning to the Royal Sun Alliance. My body will fail soon. My body will fail soon.
Poignant words from Mike Scott, Fail Soon, from his album You and Who's Army. It's an album packed with humour, as you'd expect from him, but it also offers so much food for thought as well. Details of that and everything else that you hear on this programme are on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Tomorrow night, we're going to bring you the latest exclusive Lake Junction session, which you'll then be able to download as a podcast on the website too. It's going to be a collaboration between the guitarist C. Joins and singer Stephanie Hladowski, in which I'll be exploring some of the darkest of English folk songs. Do tune in for that, but for now, this isn't dark at all. This is Justin Vallee, who takes his name from the instrument that he plays so well, the Madagascan Vallee. It's a zither made out of a tube of bamboo, and it has bicycle cables for strings. This piece is one honouring the island's zebus cattle. Thank you. Sweetly gentle music from the southern region of Madagascar, as played by Modeste, who left the country many years ago, but the country's music never left him. A song called Murphy, which is simply about expressing love. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and in this track, the Brazilian electronics whiz Amon Tobin is both lost and found. Lost and Found by Amon Tobin. His latest release is called Izam, and you'll find it on Ninja Tune. And this is the Iranian singer Alireza Gowani with his setting of an ancient mystical devotional poem called Kharoba, the Lover.
Thank you. لذت نان شده زیر دندان گندمم را سوی آسیا
power that voice and that music has. Karoba, the Lover, and that's from Ali Reza Gulbani's collection called Songs of Rebirth. Details of that are on the Radio 3 website. Follow the links to the Lake Junction page. And of course, you can listen again there to the programme too. Now, this voice might not necessarily have the superpower of Gulbani's, but it certainly has an inner strength of its own. This is Harry Green, who lived in the same farm cottage in Essex for most of his life. He hedged, ditched, brought up 9 children, and if he was down at his local, the Rising Sun, he'd sing.
6 wives I've had, and they're all dead, but I better wager I don't have another. I'm single again, and I mean to remain, and going to live with mother. There's a fox in the hare, and a badger in the bear, and the birds on the greenwood tree. The pretty little rabbits are gazed in the habits that they all got a mate but me. Oh, the first on the page was little Sally Sage. She once was a lady's maid, and she ran away in a very dark day with a fella in a five fish trade. There's the fox and the hare, and the badger and the bear, and the birds on the greenwood tree. The pretty little rabbits are gazed in the habits, and they all got a mate but me. Oh, next was a charm, was a gal on our farm, well versed in harrows and ploughs. She guarded the rigs with a lot of little pigs, and she squeezed the old milk from the cows. There's the fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, and the birds on the greenwood tree. The pretty little rabbits are gazed in the abyss, and they all got a mate but me. Oh, the next was a cook, a beauty with a hook, I'll tell you the reason why. On a leg she'd a stump, on a back she'd a bump, got a naught a little squintle in her eyes. She was 18 stone, all muscle and bone, and looked with an awful leer. She would have been mine, and she fell in decline, for it was smaller than a mouse in the beer. Oh, the next took name was a right jolly dame, as fast as long as your arm. All full of yellow gold, such a sight to behold, the heart's as amazing the warm. Our only sin was a love for gin, which broke her hope to the wreck. She slipped with a heel on a piece of Irish peel, fell down and broke her old neck. The fox and the hare and the badger and the bear, the birds on the greenwood tree. The pretty little garrups, they gazed in the heavens, and they all got a mate but me. Oh, the last I had, through drink went mad, in vain I tried to stop her. But sad to say was my dismay, she got slowly boiled to death in the copper. There's the fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds on the greenwood tree. The pretty little rabbits that gazed in the habits, and they all got a mate but me.
Thank you.
Tim Laycock and Colin Thompson with two tunes noted down by Benjamin Rose in 1822 in Dorset. Rickety Robin and Tipsy Bob are following on from the voice of Harry Green. And I'm often surprised when I'm sitting around with friends playing those kinds of English tunes that people can come over and ask whether the music is Irish. To me, the two traditions couldn't be more different. And just to make the point, here is the button accordion and the fiddle, so more or less the same lineup that you just heard, played by two masterful Irish musicians, Cathal Cloughesy and Eamon Costello. And to me, while the English tunes skip along, these Irish ones simply glide.
Thank you.
That's a traditional Romani song from Greece, as performed by the group Chachi Vorbach, and before that, a set of reels from Ireland, as played by Cathal Cloessy and Eamon Costello. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. Do join me again tomorrow when, amongst other things, we'll have an exclusive session for you from the singer Stephanie Chladovsky and the guitarist C. Joins. And for now, I'll leave you with this from Petrels. See you tomorrow.
Sinking soul. Hello, I'm John Shea, and BBC Radio 3 Through the Night begins today with a complete opera. Recorded at Covent Garden in March 2011, this is Verdi's Aida, commissioned to open the new Cairo Opera House in 1871. It's set in ancient Egypt during a war with Ethiopia. Aida, daughter of the king of Ethiopia, has been captured and made the slave of Amneris, the daughter of the Egyptian king. She's keeping her true identity secret while waiting for her father, Amenasro, to rescue her. At the start of Act 1, Ramphis, the high priest, has chosen the commander who will lead Egypt into battle. Radames, a captain in the royal guard, prays that it'll be him. He and Aida have secretly fallen in love, and he dreams of returning to Egypt victorious and freeing her. Amneris also has an interest in Radames' victory. She's in love with him too, but suspects that she has a rival. When Aida appears, Amneris sees his reaction and realises who that rival is. A messenger brings news of Amenasro's attacks. The Egyptian king and Ramphis cry out for war, and Radames is duly named commander. Aida now faces a big dilemma. She loves Radames, even though he will fight her father and homeland. She prays to her gods to have pity on her. In the temple, Ramphis and the priests pray to the god Ptah to grant Egypt victory. Radames is consecrated as the commander of the Egyptian armies. Ramphis and Radames are Vitali Kovalyov and Roberto Alagna, Amneris' Olga Borodina, and Aida herself is Lyudmila Monastirska.
Thank you. quel guerrier io fossi, se il mio sogno si avverasse. Un esercito di prodi da me guidò, e la vittoria e il plauso di me ne fitù.
Oh,